Okay, so this today's daf is Yom Daf Mem Zayin. This parak, the fifth parak, deals with the continuation of the Avodah of Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, and there are five sections. First is the Ketores that's going to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol is going to return to that the blood of the par, right? The blood of the bull. Remember, the Kohen Gadol shechted it after he did vidui for himself and for the other Kohanim. And then he shechted it, and another Kohen is on that fourth stone or the fourth marble floor, and he's still mixing the blood. And then so he's got to get that blood and sprinkle it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's got to shecht the Sa'ir LaHashem. And right, he did the lottery already. He did the lottery, and he's got one goat that's going to be sent away, and one goat that he's going to be shechting. He put the crimson thread on it. And he's going to sprinkle the blood of the par and the sa'ir outside on the paroches. He's going to mix the blood, and then he's going to sprinkle it on the inner mizbeach. And he's going to pour the rest on the foundation of the outer mizbeach. And then we're going to talk about what if they made a mistake in terms of the order, what should be done. So that is what's going to happen in this parak. So this Mishnah says that after we said in the previous parak that the Kohen Gadol would shovel the coals from the outer mizbeach and even place it on the... He placed the shovel on the fourth row of the floor of the Azara so that he can eventually bring it into the Kodesh Kodashim to burn on in the incense. Now the Mishnah will speak about the Ketores. Hotziolo esakaf esamachta chafan melo chafav nasim tokaf. So they would bring out for the Kohen Gadol from the Lishkas HaKelim, from the Chamber of Kelim, the ladle and the shovel for the Ketores, and the Gemara is going to explain why you need it. And then you would shovel, I guess, no, then he would take in his hands from the Ketores a handful, and place it into the ladle. HaGodol l'fi gadlo, v'akadol l'fi katno, v'chachaysa bidasa. So what we're saying is, basically, it depends on how big or small your hands were. So big handful, more ketores, small handful, small ketores. Natal esamachta. You take the shovel of gecholim that you left on the, you have a shovel full of coals on the fourth row of the marble floor, biyamino, you take that in his right hand. Vesakaf bismol, and you take the ladle where he places the ketores on the in the left hand. Tadale. Sorry, machta. Why is the Mishnah say that they brought out the machta for him, the shovel for him? Why is it now? What do you mean they brought out for him now? He already had it. Remember we said every day there were two machtos. There was a machta that you would scoop out the coals for the ketores, and then you would pour that into another machta. But we said that today on Yom Kippur there's only one machta. So what do you mean you brought out a machta right now? So Tadalei, so right, Natal Hamasamakta Vala Rosham is Beach Vachota. We already learned in the Mishnah above, in last parak, that you would take the Machta and you go up to the top of the Mizbech and you shovel Viyor and you go down. So Hasa Machta de Gecholim, Hacha Machta de Ketores. No. So there we're talking about the shovel for the Gecholim. Here we're talking about the shovel of the Ketores. They'd fill up a shovel of Ketores. And from it, the Kohen Gadol would take a handful or palmful of Ketores, and then he'd put it into a ladle to bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tanya, see a little kaf reikon mi lishkas gadol, and they take for him an empty ladle from the lishkas gadol. It's a machta gedusha, and a heapful of shoktores, a heapful of Ketores, mi lishkas beis avtinas. So beis avtinas, they're the people who made the Ketores, so they take there's some shovels in there. They take a shovel full of ketores from Lishkas Beis Avtinas, and then he take a palmful from the lishka from the machta and put it into the kaf. The Mishnah now says kaf and melo kaf and benoseid ben loktoka kaf and kol figolav kol figkano chayis chayis amidasa. So you take a handful palmful of put it into the ladle, big according to. A big one according to your size, small according to your smaller one if you're smaller. That's the measure. The Gemara asks, "Kapi Yom Kippurim Lamali, why do you need to take this ladle on Yom Kippur? Malochafnov Vevi Amarachmana. The Torah says that the Torah says you should bring a handful or a palmful. How do they translate Malochafnov? Is it a palmful or a handful? A fist?
Handful.
Handful. Cupped, anyway, cupped handful. Thank you. You bring a cupped handful.
So
what?
Apparently that's both hands.
Yeah, it's both hands, right. A cupped handful, like a both hands. So, but there, what's the point? The point is the Torah is not makpi. The Torah doesn't say you have to use a kli. So why do you need to use, why do we say you need to do a kli? Very practical reason, says the Gemara. Mishud l'afshar, it's impossible to bring without a kli. Because you also have to bring a shovel full of gecholim, of coals. What are you supposed to do? Na'ayel v'hadin na'ayel, what are you going to do? First bring the coals in, and then leave the shovel, and then go back out, and then bring your cupped hand full. Havos achas amarachmona v'lo shtei havos. The Torah said you're supposed to bring the ketores and the gecholim at once. So the nishkei ketores bichofnav. So if you take the ketores with both of your cupped hands, the nachte lamachta Allah, and put the shovel on top of the ketores, so they don't go up. And you're going to burn your hands. I don't know, but okay. Kimate hasam hechilavet. Yeah, when you get there, what are you going to do? Nishkele b'shine v'nachte lamachta. Where you're going to take the machta with your teeth and leave it there. How do you think? Basar v'dam ain't also game. Typically, you don't take a shovel full of coals from your teeth and to put it down in front of a king, right? Like in the female, certainly in front of God, you're not going to do that. Therefore, it's not possible. Therefore, since it's impossible without a kli, so Abdina and Kidashkan, we do like what we find by Nisim, by the Nisim. What did the Nisim do? It says, Kafa Chasa Zab Mlea Ketores. So they brought their offerings at the initiation of the, the Mishkan. So they used a kafa ladle. The Mishnah says, "Not all samachta be yamin v'skapi small." They take the shovel with the right hand and the ladle of ketores with the left hand. Yatsiva ba'ara v'giyora b'shmei shmaya. The Gemara wonders, why does the ketores, which is the bait mitzvah, you'd use it with the left hand, not as chashiv? He said, "I don't understand. The citizen, which is the main, is found in the land, and the guest, who's only secondary, is found in heaven. In other words, why are we putting the ketores in the left hand, which is more chashiv, put them in the right hand?" So the Gemara says, very practical reason, that Meruba Muates says that the shovel of gecholim, there was a lot. You put three kavim of coals, and the ladle was only a cupped handful. So therefore, your most kohanim are righty, so they want to take the heavier item in their right hand. Even if the measures are the same, he would still take the shovel with the right hand, because for most kohanim, the gechalim was more than the ketores. So chamaisa of Rishmol ben Kimchis, chama tzonenes. It's like the story of Rishmol ben Kimchis. He was a kohen gadol, and his cupped hands would have four kabim. So that what would that mean? That the ketores would actually be more than the gecholim. And the Gemara says, yeah, but still, though the shovel was hot, and so you need a greater strength, and the ladle was tzones, was cold, and it was easier to carry. Therefore, you put it in your left hand. Amar lav Rishmol ben Kimchi shaya chofin arbaz kabim lo chafnav v'omar kol anashim zered zerdu v'zered ima. And so he would say, because he had these big hands, and he would cup four kabim of coals, and he would say, "Wow, it's awesome." Say, all the women, they make a zered. I think we're gonna explain what that is. And my zered, my mother's zered, goes up to the roof, her roof. So that's so ikadamri. So we're gonna try to explain what this means. Ikadamri, be your son, bar son. So we're talking about different types of food. That is, when his mother would eat, I think Zared, some kind of like herb or something. So that's something that the mother would eat when she was pregnant. Our son Yafa Lachola. So your son, what's that? That's like bran? What is that? How do we translate that? What?
Cereal. Wheat cereal.
Wheat cereal. Okay. And so
Wheaties or Chex.
Wheaties or Chex. Okay, fine. Right. Cereal. So she had a cereal for champions. So, and so therefore, because she ate those foods, therefore he was very strong. Ikadami b'shichva zera. That the zera that she used to impregnate was made. It's a good quality. So there it says, oh, from the word zered, and it says to azreni that was strong. It's like the choicest. Oh, from the word like zora, when you're winnowing, right? When you do the melacha of zora, you're sort of like separating the bad from the good. So it's like making it, you know, really good. You're getting only the best grade. So he has the best, you know, I was created from the best zera. Va'al zera's tani, and therefore I became very healthy. And I have a lot of strength. Amru Olav, more stuff on Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. Pamachas, Siper Devarim Arve, Yechad Bashuk, Venitza Tsinora, Mipival Begadav. There was one time, and Yom Kippur was Kohen Gadol. He went out between the Avodas, and he was talking with an Arab in the Shuk, you know, who wanted something to speak to him about. And then a drop of spittle fell from the mouth of the Arab on his garments. The Chamim hold that what? That the Nachri has a halacha of Zav, and therefore his spittle is Metali B'masa, and since it touched the garment of Rabbi Shmuel, so now he's Tameh. He can't do the Avoda. Kohen Gadol's got to be careful who he talks to during Yom Kippur. V'nichnas yesheva v'achi v'shiveish tachtav. V'rasa iman shnei koron gadol v'yom echad. So then his brother became the Kohen Gadol, and his mother saw two Kohanim on one day. I guess this is the famous Kimchis, where they say about that her hair. Right, the story of her hair, yeah. So this is the famous story of Kimchis, you know, which she keeps her hair covered even inside. So we'll see in a second. So v'shuv amru Allah Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis pamachas yatzav v'siprayim hegmon echad b'shuk v'nitzat tzinorim mipiv al begada v'nichlat Yosef alchim shemish tachta v'rasa iman shnikarim gadol miyom echad. So they also said that one time Shmuel ben Kimchis, same thing Yom Kippur. He was speaking with an officer in the marketplace, and again, his spittle fell on Yishmael's garments, and so another brother became, he didn't learn the first time from his mistake, and so he became a Tommy again on Yom Kippur, then his brother did the Avoda on Yom Kippur as well. So Tanur Rabbanan is like the famous Gemara here. Shiva Badim Hayilol the Kimchis. Kimchis had seven sons. They all had the opportunity to serve as a Kohen Gadol. And so apparently each time Rabbi Shmuel became a apostle. And but apparently it was a schus that he had so many brothers who became the Kohen Gadol. Amru la chachay ma'asis. What mission do you do? She has a chisakah. Amru la hemi yamai loro koros besi kile sarai. That the walls of my house never saw the braids of my hair, that I didn't even uncover them in my house, and the merit of my modesty. So I had so many kids who called him Gedolim. Amrullah harbe also came below Elo. Yeah, many women tried this tactic, and they didn't help them that their kids became calling Kahanim Gedolim. Probably because a lot of them, they weren't Kohanim, but okay. But they said to her, you probably had other zechuyos, like others that probably caused you to do this, and not because of the hair covering. But this is, by the way, this is like a famous Gemara where they talk about the, you know, technically speaking, you know, the halakhas of woman hair covering. That's obviously, it's only, you know, when other men are around. But, you know, most women, I believe, at least in our communities, most women who do cover their hair, when other men are present, they, I assume, they don't cover their hair just in the privacy of their own home. So this is for those women. There are some women, I don't think in our community, who even cover their hair in their home. That's not mitzvah halacha. You don't do the mitzvah halacha, and it's based on this famous gemara. In any case, Tadar Rabbanan, our rabbis teach, Bikumtso Shliyasa Mida Kometz. So what it says, that by the mincha, there's also a halacha of the Kometz. It's a flower offering. And what do we say? That you cannot make a kli like the Kometz to measure. You don't use a kli to measure what a Kometz is, a handful is. You have to do it with your hand. You have to take a handful from your hand. Can you make a kli that measures melo chafnav, cupped hands of the Kohen Gadol? In other words, we have a halacha which says definitely you can't use a kli for the handful that you use for a mincha offering, which is a kamitza, that is burnt on the mizbeach. So what about for the ketores? So it says hasabu dichsi bekumso. So by the mincha, it specifically says bekumso, that you have to do it with your hand and not with a kli. Aval hacha, but here by the ketores, loksi bechafnav, it doesn't say bechafnav. Ella umelo chafnav ketores savim dakav. It says melo chafnav. So lo. So maybe you don't need to do it with your hand. So dilma yalek me melo mikumso. Maybe the word melo, like gzera shavad, just like by the kometz, you have to use your hands. So too on Yom Kippur with the ketores, you have to use your cupped hands and not a kli. So we try to bring a proof to resolve this debate, this question. Tashma coming here, v'kach ha'isa midasa. This was the measure. My love, shim rotza lasos midacheres osa. Does that indicate that if you want to make another kli to measuring cup, then you can do it? Lo, no, ha'kamar, kach ha'yachozer v'chofna lifnim. When it says kach ha'midasa, what it means is, and he would take a cup handful and put it into the ladle. And just like when you would do that outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you would also pour it from the ladle into your handful, into your hands, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then put it on the Gecholim. In other words, what would you do? You would take a shovel full. They would bring to the Kohen Gadol a shovel full, a machta of ketores from the base of Tinas, from Lishkas base of Tinas. And then the Kohen Gadol would take his cupped hands, a cupped hand full of ketores, and pour it into a kaf, a ladle. And then once he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would pour from the kaf into his cupped hands, and then he'd pour it, and then he'd put it.
Who would?
I think he would do it.
Yeah, I know. How could he do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
He needs two hands for his melo chafnav.
Right. So I don't know. The Gemara is probably going to discuss it. I think the Gemara is probably going to discuss how he manages to do that. Okay. So we'll see. So it's a good question though. So but that's what he's supposed to do. So the Shemat Mina Chofein v'Chozer v'Chofein. So we see from here that you do Chafina both inside and now. So why do we have to repeat it? So Dilma Shimatza Lasos Mida Osa. So why is the Gemara not sure about this? So he says maybe it's not a proof from our Mishnah, because maybe the intent of the Mishnah is that if you want to use a kli to do chafina, you can do it. So inami shlo yichaser v'shlo yoser. Maybe that when it says v'chas chaisa midasa, it simply wants to tell you that you're allowed to use a kli, not that you have to repeat it. So you can't prove one way or the other. Rather, the intent of the Mishnah is that you shouldn't have less than or more than this amount. In other words, the Kohen Gadol takes a cup hand in the, and this was his mida, and he shouldn't do more or less. That's maybe what it means also when it says that. That's what it means when it says the kachay sabidasa. Okay, the Gemara there wants to say Tadar about it. Velo kumso yachol mevorat. When the pasuk says by the mincha that he should take a handful, so you might think that he should take more than what's in the kometz, and maybe it should be sort of, I guess, mevorat is sort of like overflowing, I think, right? So tamalomar. So the pasuk says no. Says bikumso that whatever you raise for the mincha should be in your hand, your handful, and it shouldn't scatter and you know, go out like, you know, outside your hand and fall off. And then e bekumso yachol afil broshe it's baosav. If it says in your palm, maybe even should touch the tops of your fingers. And tamalomar malo kumso, has to be a full hand. He the comes in, she like the people do to take a handful. Haketzat chofe shalosh etzba osav al pisas yado. So what do? You cover the three middle fingers on your palm. You cup it. I guess you cup those three, and then with komets, and then you scoop out from the flower of the mincha. So then, and the Brisa continues to explain how kmitza works. It says, uve machvas, uve marcheshes. So these are other types of minachos, other types of flower offerings, that they are first baked by frying them in a different pans before kmitza. Then you break them into pieces, and then you do kmitza from the pieces. So then it's hard, so that it won't, I guess, scatter on the sides. Because when you scoop this, so something will... So since... you're right. I'm saying when you take the flowers, then you have to be very careful that the flower doesn't scatter from the sides when you grab it. When it comes to these other types of minachos, when you're doing the kmitza after they're in pieces, so we're not sort of concerned about that. Because you're not doing kmitza with flour, so therefore mochek begudalo milmala. So I think that you sort of even your thumb, sort of I guess with the rest of your hand upwards uveb spo kitana, and with your pinky milmata. So you got your thumb in the top, the pinky in the bottom. Zohi kasha shiba mikdash. And this is the most difficult avoda of the mikdash, because you have to make sure that none of the pieces fall out of the komets. So zohi v'tuloa, this is the most difficult. Nothing else. Ha'ika malika is a malika much harder. Ha'ika chafina, isn't the second chafina? That's the hardest, is how he pointed out. How do you do chafina in the kodesh hakadoshim? Right, because you gotta pour. You got to pour from your hands, from your ladle to your hands. Sela zohi may avos kashim mikdash. It's one of the hardest avodas. Now we're going to explain that the mincha, that sort of I guess scatters outside your head, it falls out of your head. That's not part of the komets. So Rabbi Yochanan boy Rabbi Shul ben Uza bein habinaim shel melo kumso. So let's say you did kmitza with your three middle fingers. And then let's say the flour gets in between your fingers, maho. Is that considered part of the komets or not? Amar Papa, digavai loti barlach. The mincha that's looked from the inside, no question. Vade komets, it's definitely a komets. Divarae loti barlach. The mincha that's seen on the back of your fingers, vade shirah. That's certainly shirah, it's not komets. Kiti boy lach beidi beidi. His mom is in the middle. My not sure what the lach is. Amar Rav Yochanan, hadar pasha Rishul ben Uza ben benam suffik nino. It's a suffik. We resolve that it's a suffik. It's a doubt. We're not sure what it is. What are you supposed to do? Amar Chanina makdir komets lechudei. You burn the komets by itself. Tchila first. Vada beida beida. Then you burn the between your fingers. Biyamar beida benam bereisha. If you burn it initially, then we shirayim nino. Maybe it's shirayim. And the havaluhu shiram shechosu beina kmitza laktara. And if you burn them first, then the rest of the shirayim are going to be considered shirayim between the kmitza. I guess there was missing. They're going to be insufficient shirayim. But mamar shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara ein makiv alev asaktores. So I guess they're going to be shirayim where there's missing. The stuff was burnt. So ihachi hashanayim here also. Even now, when you burn, when you do first the komas, then you do shirayim. Ikre kan kol shemenu leishim harei bebal taktiru. Then any korban that you burn from it, the whole whatever is fit to be burnt, the rest of it is you can't burn. So when so if the beinat spos is from the shirayim, how can you burn it afterwards, right? Because whatever is burnt, you first burnt the kmitza and that's done. So how can you burn anything else? I'm reviewing the bray of Shem ben Pazi, demakir lei lishum eitzim. So what do? You first burn the komets, and you say, yeah, that's the komets. And then you burn this stuff between your fingers, and you say, you make a tanai. And you say that if there's shirayim, then this is like fuel. It's not for the korban. And if we consider it as the korban, then it's not for eitzim. It's not for fuel. This is like Rabbi Lezer's position. The Tanya of Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, "Lorech dichoach I ata male, ata male l'shum etzim." Says that for a reich nichoach, you can't burn the shirayim, the leftover of the flour offering, for a korban, for a reich nichoach, for a sweet smell to Hashem. But about tamale lishumetsi, make use it for fuel. Hanichla Rabbi Lazar, this is good according to Rabbi Lazar. The Rabbanu Michael Lemeiro, but the Rabbanu holds that the leftover of the korban cannot be burnt even for fuel. What do you say? So how can you burn the flour that's between your fingers? They come say shmini. So fat kohanim do the kmitza. That there's no room between kohanim's fingers. And nothing gets stuck between them. Okay. Hashem says the Hachim, once you say that, Rabbi Lezer Nami, Lechachil, the Kamtish Mishmeni. So even according to Rabbi Lezer, ideally you should also do that, get the fat Kohanim to do Kmitza, with the fat fingers. Okay. Boy Mine, Rav Papa, Beit Abiram Shel Melo Chofna Maho. So Rav Papa is not sure, you know, this question about the Ketores that you find between the fingers of the Kohen Gadol. Now we're talking about Yom Kippur, the fingers of the Torah that's found between the fingers of the Kohen Gadol. What's the halacha? Michael Barley, what's the question? E Gamar, Malom Lomi Hasad, if you're learning it from the, sorry. If you're learning it from, I think they were Shama from the Kobetz of the Bid, thank you. If you learn it from the Kobetz of the Midcha, now whatever we say there, we say here. So then, Hainahach, it's whatever we say there, that's what we do here. So, Rapapa Hachi Boy Lay. So this was the question of, this is the question of Rav Papa. If you don't learn the Gzera Shabbat, so still you have a question. Melochafna Vehevi Ba'ina V'ha'ika. Because what does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says, you need to bring the Torahs like the full cup heads, and you have that even if you burn what's between your finger, because even what's between your fingers is considered melo chafnav, it's part of your cup heads. Odilba v'lokach behavi ba'ida. No, but the pasuk also says v'lokach behavi, eat to take, eat to bring. So what does it mean take and bring? So only that which is on your fingers. I said, "Halo leka." So, what's between your fingers? That's not what you intended. So, it's not lekicha if you didn't intend it. So, if it's melo chafnav, so it's whatever you've cupped in your hands. That's even between the fingers. Or, is it what? Is it you have to have intent for lekicha? You didn't intend for what's between your fingers. Teku, unresolved question. Or a papa pshitali. It's obvious to me. Malo kumso ki de kamsi inchi. That malo kumso means like the way people scoop it out, like they go like They cup their hands like that. Okay, so put your hands into the flour with the sides of your hand, the fingers below, and you enter. Okay, boy, papa, come to rush it ba'osav. So let's say you did kamitsa like this, right? Like this, not like this, not like this, but like you take you go in and you pick it up like that. So mahu milmata lamala mahu. And minitzadim amahu. What's the halacha if you did it from? So he wants to know number one, like from the fingers. What about like under? Okay, I have pictures of mine. Hopefully, you have pictures in yours. And then from the sides that you sort of just and it's scattering out. Okay, so take it's unresolved. Amra papa says pita li. Another question. Malo chafnem ki de chafne enche. So it has to be like how other people shovel, right? They cup their hands, right? Two hands, cup your hands like this, right? So Rav Papa chafnem barashe etz ba'osav. If you cup your hands with the tops of your fingers, and you sort of you push it in, so it's you push now instead of cupping it, you're pushing your hands in. Bahu watzalacha milmata lamala, same thing from the bottom to the top. You sort of put your two hands together, and the back of your hands is sort of beneath, and you scoop it until it's full. Ma watzalacha min hatzad, from the side. You put the torus, you know, but through the sides of your hand. Ma'wa salacha chafan b'zo u'b'zo. You do it with one hand by itself, another hand by itself, and then v'kerbon zayt zolzen, and you bring them close together. Ma'wa salacha teku. So all of these questions are unresolved.